I was actually gonna get some cheese here, but I've never actually tried this.
Fabi Calvo pays pretty close attention to what's in her food. She's careful when she's at the grocery store, not just because she's allergic to milk, but because she cares about what she's eating in general, something many of us can relate to.
It doesn't say, oh, non-GMO, okay. So they do label it here, non-GMO expeller pressed.
Congress recently approved legislation that requires food labels to list genetically modified ingredients, or GMOs. And you would think it's as easy as just looking on the packaging to see what's in the food you're eating. For example, consumers can clearly read the number of calories on food packages, but the GMO labeling bill could make it a little trickier to see clear labels, and it's resulted in some mistrust from consumers. Unlike nutrition labels that clearly list what's in the product, the bill requires packages to either have a text label, a symbol, or an electronic code readable by smartphone, which indicates whether the food contains GMOs. Agriculture groups, which once fought against mandatory labeling, support the bill, and many pro-labeling advocates are unhappy with it. They call the regulations cheating because it's not straightforward. Jessica Eyes is the Director of Communications of the Agricultural Economics Department at Purdue University. She calls the bill a very clear compromise.
You get a little bit of what some people want and you get a little bit of what the other people want, and you get this kind of in-the-middle solution, which no one is totally happy with.
Consumers like Calvo want transparent information about what's in their food, and they worry they won't get it, especially with electronic labeling. But the controversy over GMOs in general, not just with labeling, is a complicated one. And I says it's been an issue since the beginning.
It's a terrifying name. Most people don't know what it is. It sounds like you don't want your food that way. And so from the get-go, it kind of had an awkward start in terms of public perception of GMOs.
A 2012 Pew study that looked at a wide range of topics even found the highest disparity between scientific and public perception to be the topic of GMOs. 88% of scientists say GMOs are safe, with only around 37% of U.S. adults agreeing. And part of that, Eyes says, is because the agricultural industry didn't respond well to the shift in consumers' interest to food. With the bill, they're slowly making strides to catch up.
It put forward this kind of crisis to the agricultural sector. Like, how are we going to deal with the logistics of like a patchwork of laws across the states? It's going to be very costly. It's going to be very confusing. We won't know where we can do this product, where we can't do this product.
Even the Bloomington Farmers Market felt the need to respond to consumer concern over GMOs. Officials held a GMO panel to gauge public opinion on the topic. Many voiced their desire for clear labeling. Others argued against misconceptions. Columbus farmer David Simmons says it's unfortunate there's so much misinformation. He thinks GMOs are safe and uses it for sweet corn.
To label it, I'm really looking more at educating people rather than having people label something. Because labeling insinuates risk, whereas education, just like this meeting right here, we educate the people on what a GMO product is.
That panel was hosted nearly a year ago, and market manager Marsha Veldman says the farmers market created its own regulations to ease concerns. A sign must have at least an inch and a half tall letters that says GMO crop on it.
We wanted to respond to customer interests. I think a lot of the reason people shop at the farmers market is there's a level of transparency.
Veldman says with a signed bill, the farmers market will review its regulations to make sure they are in compliance, and that's important to consumers like Calvo.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to a place that wouldn't have a clear label because I need to know what's in it.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has 2 years to write the rules to the bill, leaving many details unanswered so far. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.